Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Yeah.
I know sometimes the mountain's hard to climb. We walk by faith and all the times we're blind. It's working for my good, is what they say, yeah. But I can't see what's all that's in my way. Why bother? Run when the diamond leaves without pressure. With the flowers even bloom, without a little rain, yeah. I hear you, and I can move in if I want, I don't, cause I give mountains to you. Yes, I give mountains to you. I give mountains to you. You can go higher, you can go higher.
Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. Once again, we are here to celebrate all that God has done, all that he's done, seen and unseen. We're here to celebrate the Lord, and worship him, reverence him, just allow him to come in and spend time with us. Oh, so grateful. Oh, so grateful to to know that I have that access to the one that created all things, everything. Just think about that. Just think about that. The one that created everything wants to kick it with you, wants to be cool with you, wants to spend time with you. That's an honor within itself. That's an honor within itself. And we owe God. We owe him everything, everything. We owe him everything, everything. Never get beside yourself and think that it's you. But it's he that worketh in you and makes things happen. Again, we're grateful to be here. I'm one of your hosts, Terrence.
And I am your other host, Tanisha. Today is August 26th, 2021. It is 7:12 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're excited to be here. Thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Grace Network. And like Terrence said, we have to always remember who is at work. Who are we powered by? Who's fueling us? Who's giving us the power, the strength? Because the Word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we should be excited about who's powering us. We should be excited about what side we are on, the victory that we are engrafted into, engrafted into love, engrafted into the creator of all things, and engrafted into the one who is the knower of all things. We have a lot of things to be excited about. You should be excited today. We're excited to be here, and just can't wait to hear what message the Lord has for us.
Amen. He definitely has a message. Today, he put on my heart about deliverance. And most of the time we hear about deliverance, you hear about people being delivered from the spotlighted sins, the things that we highlight. As in the world, you know, we're highlight people's addictions, you know, like alcohol addictions to cigarettes, this addiction to pornography, addiction to eating, addictions to homosexuality, you know, things, all of these different lifestyles caused by something that we are addicted to. And we begin to kind of build and frame our world to fit what we are addicted to. But the Lord was dealing with me about Exodus, you know, and he actually said, you know what Exodus means? I'm like, Exodus something? He said, yeah, it's a going out. When you look at the word Exodus and you go back into the book of Exodus, one of the biggest going out parties was when the children of Israel was freed from Egypt. You know, they were delivered from Egypt, delivered. And being in Egypt came with a lot of things that hindered the life that God had for the children of Israel. And it was really based upon a law. It was based upon a law that was mandated through dictatorship, and it was built to control and to pump fear into people, to get people to do.
Mm-hmm.
And fear was causing people to do a lot of unrighteous things in the eyes of God. And when you're thinking about being delivered, I believe God really wants us to go to another plateau, per se, when it comes to folk looking at deliverance, because we are in a time where we really need to be delivered really from ourselves. Now, we need to be delivered from ourselves, our opinions of things, because we live in a society where opinions are highly sought after as facts. You can put anything online now, and it's an opinion of someone, and others will run and claim it to be facts. But the Lord is saying tonight that the truth, the real truth, holds the true facts, the real facts. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so God is saying tonight for us as the body of believers, don't forget who it's all about. Because we can really get caught up in our everyday lifestyles, doing things and listening to other information and getting caught up in the things of this world, you know, whether it's political, whether it's financial, whether it's any type of study or this, that, and other. But God says tonight, don't forget who it's all about, because at the end of the day, it's all about God getting glory. I remember a couple weeks ago, Randy mentioned, and the Lord used him to really open something up to me about how we can be in a time of turmoil that God created. Mm. Because when you think about, we want to just only think about God as when he blesses us, it's all good. Everything is great when we get with God. That is true. That is the truth. But how you get great, a lot of the processes that we have to go through to get things to the point that it needs to be valuable or to be usable or produced, it has to go through a process, and the process a lot of the times is ugly. The process is ugly. And so God wants to open our minds up to really focusing on being delivered from ourselves, on limiting him and not focusing on him, and really getting caught up and find yourself forgetting about who's in control. God is in control, and we need to be delivered from doubt. We need to be delivered from doubt. We need to be delivered from fear. That's what the Pharaoh regime did to people. It put doubts in them. It made them fearful. It caused pain. It caused a poverty-tized mentality. And those type of environments will cause ruckus amongst those that's being tortured and mistreated. Because not only are you fearful, not only are you doubtful, you're also angry. You're mad when it seems like other people around you are winning. Imagine children of Israel looking at the Pharaohs, you know, as they're walking around, those Egyptians walking around and looking good, and got the finest this, finest that, and being treated a certain way, and getting certain services. Yeah, that'll bring some type of anger, because you looking at it like, why not me? You know? But God says, put all that aside. Put all that aside to focus on him getting glory, not forgetting who it's all about. That was a very sad day in the natural eyes of man, when the Savior was hung on the cross. A sad day. Sad day when not only he was hung on the cross, that he gave up the ghost and died on the cross. Sad day. People were hurting. Emotions were high. But God is still in control. You would look at that and be like, man, how? How can God be God with this going on? What do you mean? I'm going to tear this temple down in 3 days. I'm going to build it up. Because we thinking one way. Sad day. But look at what happened after. Restoration came. And God has redeemed us back unto himself. He's given us a way out. He's given us an exodus. He's given us a deliverance path to take. And so, self-reflection, I believe, is really key. And it's time for us as the body of Christ to really start reflecting on oneself. And whatever issues that you have to be honest with yourself about it. The enemy wants you to not look at your shortcomings, your shortcomings. He wants you to focus on others because he wants you to have a false sense of pride, a false sense of I got it going on. He wants you to look down on others. And that's not how we are supposed to be looking at one another. When we see someone with differences or different from ours, we should still be looking at that individual the way God will see them. And I can't stress that enough about really adopting the mind of Christ. Jesus called it what it was. And to this day, the Spirit is still calling it what it is. So, as we grow, as we continue to develop, don't get sidetracked. Because you're accountable for this word tonight about being delivered. We all got something we need deliverance from. And only God can do it with a made up mind and a willing vessel. Gotta be willing. Exodus 6. I'm gonna go to Exodus 6. No, let's do Exodus 3 first. I think I had one or two. Okay, Exodus 3:8. And King James, then I'm going to skip over to as well. He says, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land. And a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Okay? Think about that. He's taking you to a place where it's flowing, and he put you amongst basically all of the heavy hitters. He's making you relevant. People are known. He's making us relevant as believers. You're going to be seen as one that's blessed. You're going to be seen. And so you can't hide because you're going to be seen. Go over to Exodus 6:6. He says, wherefore I say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, I will rid you out of their abundance, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment. For he's a redeemer. Not only is he going to free you up, he's going to clear your name.
Yeah.
Not only is he going to free you up, he's stripping you from the bondage of your past, the weight that it carries from the connections that sit in the memory bank. You'll be able to think about something, but not held bound and captive to the power of that past experience. Somebody say, move on.
Move on.
Move on. Once you go out, there is no worth focusing on where you once was. Not in a sad state. You remember it to teach.
Mm.
You don't remember it to sulk in it and to use it as justification for some of the things that you want to act out on. Okay, Exodus 10. And he said, tomorrow, and he said, be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like unto the Lord our God. See, he puts it right back on him. I'm going to do all these things. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. You're going to thank me. You're going to let people know who did this right here. You ain't finna be ashamed because you're going to know, could nobody else do it but me. So I'm going to do it in a way that no human being could have ever thought about doing it. And give me my glory. Give me my glory. Because I am God. And ain't none like me. I don't care what the world is talking about. I don't care how much money you got. How many scientists you got on your team. How many doctors and lawyers you got. I don't care how many plugs you got. You still can't compare. You can't even compete with me. I'm the creator of all things. And so tonight, let's walk in a divine assurance and divine authority and walk with divine purpose. My daddy used to tell me when I would walk, he said, walk with a purpose, son. You're just out here just walking like you're lost. He said, walk like you're going somewhere. And that's how I see us as the body of Christ, as we get this, as the Spirit of God feeds us this revelation, that we'll begin to walk with purpose. We won't just be existing. And claiming titles, but we are actually be walking with a purpose and living with a purpose, a divine purpose. We will be executing God's will. You get what I'm saying? You know, you get an assignment at work and you got to go out and execute it. You know, return to them your deliverables. They got something they want you to deliver on. That's walking out. Ooh, Lord. Thank you. Let's just walk in our divine nature. How God created us to be. How he created us to think. We walk by faith, not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
To live is Christ. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He's our Redeemer. And he's right here, right now. right here, right now, to take on whatever it is you want to give them. Lord, we just thank you right now that the door is open. The door is open for us to begin to come to you and believing in the word that you've given us, Lord, to be delivered from our doubts, to be delivered from our fears, to be delivered from our self-conscious ways, to be delivered from irrational thinking,
mm-hmm.
to be delivered from slothfulness, to be delivered from deception, be delivered from easily being angry. Be delivered from being manipulated and being delivered from not being able to hear from you. Some of us ears need to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual hearing needs to be opened up. It's time to unclog our ears so we can hear God. Some of us need to be delivered from disobedience. Some of us need to be delivered from timidness, just being too timid. Overthinking. Selfishness. Idolatry. Some of us idolize things and people. That's hindering us. Being delivered from spiritual unawareness. Open us up, Father, to see you the way you desire to be seen, that we may obey and believe. That we obey and believe. We thank you. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Great message.
That's all I got. I'm over here sweating.
That's that anointing.
Man.
That's that fire of God, because I feel it. I feel the anointing. And I really wanted to read, when you were reading out of Exodus, I was reading out of it in the Amplified, and mm-hmm. I just want to kind of go over, hold on, I've got it in my app. I want to go over when you read all of the different ones. So first one was Exodus 3:8.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, so I have come down to rescue them from the hand, power
mm-hmm.
of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a land that is good and spacious, to a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty, to the place of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. And what stood out to me was, you know, I love the Amplify because it takes the word and it expands it, because sometimes you can't translate word for word.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, so I've come down to rescue them from the hand, power
mm-hmm.
of the Egyptians. And that just really stood out to me, because really when people are in bondage, it's really because of a power
Absolutely.
Over them. But God is more powerful than anything.
Absolutely.
And another thing that stood out to me is when you were talking about when he brings you out and how you remember, it's not it's not to fuel bitterness or anger
mm-hmm.
or resentment. It's to give God glory, to say, this is where I've come from.
Mm-hmm.
And something that, you know, stood out to me also is that when the Egyptians left, they didn't leave empty-handed.
No.
I mean, when the children of Israel left, they didn't leave Egypt empty-handed. The Egyptians gave them gold and silver. And what God was speaking to me was that when he brings you out of a situation, he will restore.
Yeah,
he doesn't just deliver, he restores you.
Absolutely.
And so you might have been in bondage for 10 years, and maybe as a result of that, you've been financially poor because you haven't had the ability. They were slaves. They didn't have the ability to earn income.
Right.
Because they were slaves. Slaves don't earn income, you know. And so God restored them. So it's not like they left out of Egypt and then they went into this land of milk and honey, broke, busted, and disgusted.
Yeah.
And as a constant reminder of that will fuel bitterness to say, well, we wouldn't be broke, busted, and disgusted if we weren't slaves for, you know, in Egypt for X amount of years.
Mm-hmm.
He restored them.
Absolutely.
So that there was nothing left to be bitter about. And when Terrence was speaking, I was feeling like there's some people who are broke, busted, and disgusted spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
But God has restored you. And so when God restores, it takes away the root of the bitterness. It takes away the power of the bitterness. Because a lot of times we're bitter because of things that we feel were lost. Lost opportunity, lost income, lost people, lost this, that, and the other. But God is a restorer. It says he'll even restore the years. Come on, somebody.
Absolutely.
He has the ability to do that. Can you get back time? No, but he can restore the years, the things that it would have took you time if you would have had that time to focus on your education or focus on earning income or focus on, you know, building up your children or whatever you feel you lost. God can restore that. So it's like you did it anyway. He could catch you up. And I want you tonight to believe for your restoration and know that with your restoration, it kills bitterness.
Absolutely.
It kills resentfulness. God knows what he's doing. When he delivers you, he also restores. We serve a God who restores. And we need to be glad and grateful for that. And like Tan said, we need not focus on where we came from in a negative way. We can remember where we came from, but don't focus on that. Because he who looks back is lost. You focus on what's ahead, but you can remember where he took you from as a way to give God glory, as a way to encourage somebody else, not to gripe and groan, yeah, because we're this, that, and the other. And we've all done it.
Mm-hmm.
All of us. I've done it. We've all done it.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you deal with some traumatic things, but you have to learn how to remember and not focus on it. Because when you're focusing on it, that's what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you ensure that you are experiencing everything ahead of you if you're too busy looking back? Have you ever done that? You ever been walking your feet going forward, but you're looking behind you and you walk into a tree or a door or a person or trip on a sidewalk and skin your knee? That it never ends well because you're not focused on the right thing. You're headed in the right direction, but you're not focused on the right thing. And so it's not enough to be headed in the right direction. If you're in a car driving and you're too busy looking at your rearview mirror, you can still crash. So it's not about where you're headed. It's about where you're focused. You have to be focused where you're headed as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you can look in your rearview mirror every now and again. That's why they're there. They serve a purpose. But are you going to drive the whole journey in your rearview mirror? Not if you value your life. So use the rearview mirrors for what it's needed for, but don't use it to focus on the drive ahead of you.
You ain't driving to what's in your rearview mirror.
Come on now. You're getting away from it.
Right. It's in your rearview mirror because it's behind you.
It's behind you.
It's behind.
Somebody needs to hear that tonight.
Yeah, that's what's
It's behind you.
It's behind
Move
you.
On.
It's behind
it's
you.
It's behind you now. It's over. It's done. Wipe your hands of it. It's over. You don't have to deal with it anymore. No more shackles. No more bondage. No more lies. No more false senses of security. No more deception. No more people gaslighting you, tricking you, deceiving you, and hoodwinking you.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. Look ahead. Move on. And thank God for your deliverance and your restoration. He restores. And somebody needs to hear that tonight. And I pray that you receive that. Don't just hear it. Receive it tonight. Say, that's for me. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's for me. I needed that, Lord. I needed that. Sometimes we just need a little gentle reminder. Sometimes we need a kick in the pants. But whatever it's going to take what you need so that you can be where you need to be. God has amazing plans for you, expected in. He loves you. He's there. You're not looking for God. He's already there, right there with you. You have the power to overcome. You have the power to overcome living and dwelling in you. You have the power to receive all the answers living and dwelling in you. The Holy Spirit will say, we'll bring you into all truth, not some truth,
mm-hmm.
not 10% truth, all truth. When you know what you're made of, you know what you're linked with, your whole mind will change.
Absolutely.
Your whole life will change. Your whole perspective will change. We spend most of our lives being convinced of what God's word says.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finally get it, our lives change. I'm finally at a stage of my life where I'm not worried about stuff. I naturally am inclined to worry. And I'm finally getting to the stage in my life where I don't worry so much, because God has really proven himself in my walk with him. Never not done what he said he was going to do, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. He's never not, if he said it, he's done it every time. And so I'm to the point where if something rises, I'm like, you know what? So God already spoke this, so I'm about to be worrying myself, making myself sick, having my stomach twisted and not can't sleep. I'm not doing that to myself.
Right.
It's taken a long time for me to get to that point, but that's part of our walk is just believing and operating in that. When you believe something, you're going to operate in it. We spend a lot of our walk just kind of convincing ourselves and going through the motions so that we can get to the point where we believe it,
mm-hmm.
and operate in it.
Absolutely. We are at that point, you know, tonight, that's what God wants us to be. That's what he wants us to usher in,
mm-hmm.
and hear him tonight. You know, to it's basically time to grow up. It's time to walk the walk, you know, and if we're going to talk the talk, because what is to come, what is to come, truly eyes haven't seen or ears heard the good things that God has in store,
yeah.
even in the midst of chaos. Watch him. When the world is chaos, because the things of the world won't affect us. We are guarded from it. We got our own bubble we in as believers. And it's covered in the blood. So walking in assurance, God is really dealing with somebody about their faith level tonight. I'm sensing that pull. I'm sensing that pull. I'm gonna go back to because the Lord had me use a term tonight, heavy hitters.
Right.
when over in Exodus 3:8, you know, like over in the land of Canaan, not only were the Canaanites there, you know, the Hittites, Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and all of these. These groups, you know, were prominent groups. These were known groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
Had some kingdoms and a lot of different things going on. They were known. So what are you going to be known for? If God calling you out to be known, how are you going to represent? What are you going to be known for? I'm going to be known for doing what the Lord tell me to do. And that's it.
That's it.
That's it. I'm not going to be known for trying to be so religious. I already know that. I'm going to be known for doing what God tells me to do when he tells me to do it. I know that. Even if it's unpopular. Because I'm not worried about the popular decision. I'm just focusing on making the right.
There you go. That's something that we have to, in these times, that's what we really need to be trying to, that's the end goal, is to making the right decisions, not the popular ones, because what's popular isn't always what's right, or what's right for you even.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. So it's time to tighten up, buttercrank. It's time to tighten up. Tighten up. Get on out there. Get gone. Just step on out. Get gone. Get gone. All right. Answer a few calls. What we got? Time we got left. And whatever we got left. My wife, she going to pray over everybody. But we're going to start here. Start it from... We're going to start 719-209. All aboard.
Yes, can you?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. This is Ashley.
Yeah. I'm glad she was first in line.
Ashley, how are you?
I'm okay. Just my work schedule had changed, so I wasn't able to, like, call. So I was working from, like, 12:30 to 9 every day. So, I couldn't call at all.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, finally, my schedule's changed, so I'm able to listen in. So, So, I just thought it was kind of funny because the message that, I don't know, it's like every time that I need a word, it's like y'all always got it. Jesus always coming through. Because what you guys were speaking about was what me and my husband, we were talking about earlier, and just because he was speaking about his past and different things like that, and he's just kind of going through it with the things that he's done in his past, and he feels like there's a sense of judgment. Like he was telling me, like, you know, since he's done people bad and done people dirty, he feels like that he says he has a problem with, like, getting prayer from other people because of the fact that the other people know who he is or what he used to do and the fact that he's hurt other people. He's like, I don't feel like I should go up there or I should get prayer from these people because of the fact they know the type of person that I am or was, rather. And he still kind of brings up his past, like, people don't understand, like, the stuff that I went through in my past and different things like that. And I was just like, okay, the exact same thing that we were talking about, and I was trying to explain to him. I was like, you can't let the devil hold your past against you. If God has forgiven you, who are we to judge or who's to say that, who are we to say anything to you when it comes to your past? If God hold that against you.
Right.
And so he really needs prayer. He's going through it mentally and physically with a lot of things.
Okay, we got you.
You know, I want you to encourage him to study the life of Paul. If anybody could relate, it would be Paul, who was a killer of Christians themselves. I mean, Paul wrote a lot of the New Testament, but he was actually a persecutor of Christians and a killer of Christians. And so when the Lord even spoke to him, he said, why are you prosecuting me? Why are you persecuting me, Paul? When he had his encounter with Christ. And if God can use Paul, if he could redeem Paul and use him, we're still speaking about Paul. Paul wrote a lot of the New Testament. Look at how God transformed him. You know, God is a forgiving God, and condemnation doesn't come from God. That is nothing but the enemy poking at him and saying, you're not good enough for those people to pray for you. And what are you doing? What do you think you're supposed to do? And you know what you did to people, and You don't deserve these good things, and we've all got a past, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But like we were, the message, you got to let it go. If people can't let it go, that's their problem.
Absolutely.
And you don't make their problem your problem. You've got to let that go and not even focus on what people may think. So sometimes we just think people thinking about us, and they ain't even thinking about us. Sometimes they are. That ain't our problem. What does Jesus say about you? What does the Word of God say? He says that you're a new creature in Christ. He says that you are the righteousness. He says that we're all like, the Word says we all like filthy rags. We all on the same level. It don't matter who did worse. We're all on the same level. But we're all redeemed and saved through the blood. The blood has redeeming power. If people can't understand that, that's not his problem. That's not your problem. That's their problem. You pray for them and you love them anyway. But he's a joint heir just like the rest of us. Just like if you work for a job, we all know we've all worked for jobs, and some people are more qualified than other people. Some people are hard working. Some just be skating by, but they all have the same benefits package. They don't design your benefits based on the type of employee you are. As long as you work there, you're entitled to the same benefits. You're going to get your medical, dental, your vision. If you have a job that offers a pension or matching 401k or whatever they may be, all jobs have different stuff, short-term, long-term disability. You entitled to that because you work at that company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing when we are believers and we are followers of Christ. We get benefits. It don't matter what your past was compared to the other person. Just like with a job, it don't matter who got more education than the other one. You're going to get the same benefits. And he's entitled to the same benefits, the same promises,
mm-hmm.
the same protection, the same Holy Spirit. And if people don't like that, that's tough cookies. Nobody cares. That's their problem. They can take it up with the Lord. And let's pray for him. What's your husband's name again, Ashley?
John.
John. Heavenly Father, we just lift John up to you, Father God, right now. Lord, give him the boldness, Father God. We just petition you for
yes.
boldness
yes.
on his behalf. For he will love himself like you love him. He will see himself the way you see him, Father God. And that he won't take anything from any person because you are the author and finisher of his faith. You are his creator. When he dies, he will not stand before none of these people. He's not going to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, from none of these people. He'll only hear from you and you alone. And help him, Father
yes.
God, to focus on being a good and faithful servant. Help him know how to face people. And, Lord, we just break off that condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
We break off the stinking thinking. We break off the looking back. We break off the guilt and the shame, Father God. And help use that. Use him, Father God, to minister and to be an encourager to others who have come out of lifestyles and mentalities that he has come from to show that there is hope in Christ. There is hope.
Yeah.
There is redemption. It's real. There is deliverance and restoration. It's real. And use him, Father God, as a guide to teach people how to deal when you've got a path that's not something that you're proud of, a path that's involved hurting people. How do you deal with that? How do you overcome that? How do you still feel worthy? Use him, Father God, to teach people that they always have a chance in you, even when people throw you away, even when people can't see past who you were. And if they can't, that's okay. Teach John how to be an overcomer and use him to lift up other overcomers.
Mm-hmm.
So where when somebody's coming at them, it doesn't even affect them. It doesn't even faze them. They're like, you know what? I understand where you're coming from, and I love you anyway. But you're in error. I'm not that person anymore. And I just pray that you will love me enough to know that, or that you will seek God and get your final answer from him. And don't hear what my actions in the past are telling you, but hear what the Spirit of God is telling you. Give him the wisdom to know how to deal with people, and give him the wisdom to know how to combat those thoughts that are coming against him.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Jesus was tempted and he used scripture, it is written, help John to combat his own thoughts. So when his thoughts say, you're not good enough, it is written that I am the righteousness of God. It is written that I am, you know, give him the scriptures. Teach him, Father God, how to overcome and how to have peace, partake in all the benefits that come along with being a child of God, with being a joint heir. He's a joint heir. He's entitled to what the rest of the believers are entitled to. And help them to understand that and have that revelation. And Lord, we just pray for Ashley right now, Lord, that you would use her to give her the compassion, give her the patience to deal with John. Because sometimes we just want people to just come on, just snap out of it. Get out of that stinking thinking. But it's a process. And give her the patience to endure the process. And give her the faith to believe that he will get there. And to be a helper to him. To help him. And to cover him in love. And to, when she gets frustrated, to bring him to you, to where she doesn't even take out her frustration on him, where she just comes straight to you and says, he's getting on my nerves, Lord. He's frustrating me, Father God. I'm ready to just backhand him, Jesus. But deal with him and deal with me and teach me how to deal with him when I feel this way so that I can fortify him. Mm-hmm. I don't want to weaken him. I always want to fortify him and how to speak over him. And how to speak life over him and speak the things that are not as if they are. Give her those teachings, Father God, and use her to teach others. It's all about, it's not just about what we gain. It's about us gaining so we can give as well. And so let it be a cycle of love, of receiving and giving away, and receiving and giving away, and receiving and giving away. And let that be their ministry, Father God, and just protect their finances, Lord Jesus. And protect them from outside influence. Sometimes family and friends, they very much mean well, but they're doing more harm than good. So protect them from that and help them to discern that and to know how to navigate that, because some people do have bad intentions and some people really do have good intentions, but it's still a harmful thing that they're doing or saying. And so give them the knowledge and wisdom to know how to handle that, how to handle people, and how to just be gatekeepers and protectors of their marriage and even of their peace. So we just thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I just got for y'all, Ashley, just over in Romans, of course, go Romans 8. So you read that whole chapter. But specifically, verse 1, and you're here to be part of this again. He says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This is the condition, you know, because they are walking after the Spirit and not walking after the flesh, there is no such thing as condemnation. But when you're walking after the flesh and not the Spirit, condemnation is present. Mm-hmm. Because now you're focused on what people are saying. And so that's coming from the level of man. That's coming from the flesh. Flesh will condemn. You know, but as he's walking, as y'all are walking after the Spirit, this is for you too. Walking after the Spirit. That's what we're focusing on. What is the Spirit of God saying? What is God saying? What is God saying? This should be your question every day. What is God saying? Mm-hmm. Every other hour, what is God saying? Every second, what is God saying? You know, what is God saying? Because God is a Spirit. And he said they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so with being transparent and being honest and being open and being vulnerable to the Spirit of God opens you up to the things of God, to the wisdom of God, to the knowledge of God, the direction of God, the protection of God. It opens you up to all of that, but you got to be seeking the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to seek God, you got to be seeking the Spirit. What is mm-hmm. God saying? What is God saying? In everything. I mean, it's as simple as me and Tanisha looking for something in the house. Remote control. Where is the remote control? Have you prayed?
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks ago, just asked, did you pray? Did you ask God? This is what we do. We practice the word.
Mm-hmm.
We put the word in action. And I can guarantee you this. As you consistently put that word in action, you're going to see a consistency in return.
Yeah.
You know, because we already under grace. Come on now. So we're already benefiting from things we don't deserve. But when you put your faith on the line, 100 with the Lord, because you've asked this, you've prayed this prayer, and so you got to think about you. Holy Spirit will remind you of things that you come to Him about.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of when I said, Lord, I want to be totally dependent on you.
I remember that.
I'm talking everything drew up. Like you took a wool sweater and threw it in the dryer. Everything just drawled up. And I was like, what's going on? You know, and the Lord reminded me, you asked to be totally dependent on me. So what better way for me to teach you to snatch all of your dependencies? So you can be totally dependent on me. That's what you asked. But you're going to ask me and I'm going to deliver, but I ain't going to deliver the way you want me to deliver. But I'm going to give you what you prayed for. I'm going to give you what you believe for. But don't sit up here and try to control how I give it to you. You're going to take it the way I give it to you so that you, God prepares it and gives it to us in a way that makes it personal, that makes it believable, that makes us be planted like a tree by a river of flowing waters, to where when we go out in this world and opposition hits us, we will not be moved because we remember what God did. We remember what God said. We know how God operates. We know what God is doing right now. So that's my assurance. I can't be moved. I hear you talking about Buddha. I hear you talking about Muhammad. I hear you talking about Allah. It doesn't matter who y'all talking about, but I'm talking about the one that can save. I'm talking about the one that made everything dry up. But a year later, man, get out of here. A year turnaround. See how that old sheen that got? A year turnaround. Everything changed. The tables have turned. But the thing about it, the tables have turned in the physical. But the tables turned the day I prayed. The tables turned the day I asked God. The moment I asked Him to be totally dependent on Him, that was my life-changing moment. That was when my life changed. And by God, anybody listening tonight, if you are a believer, if it's something on your mind, make that decision to change your life now. It's not about what you got that you can see. It's about what you're going to believe. I believe to see it in my lifetime, but I see it now. Like I see it where I'm supposed to see it first, in the Spirit. So you get in the Spirit of God, you trust the Spirit of God, and you walk it out. That's what we have to do as believers. This is how you show kingdom living. God will bless you beyond measure. And he will put you on display in front of people, not just for you to shine, but for you to direct, for you to point. Like, man, I couldn't have done this. You really want to know how I got here? You really want to know what this really is? It ain't about my job. This is what happened. I was by myself one night. And I was down on my knees, hurting, pain, confused. And I asked God, I want to be totally dependent on you. And he took me through a series of events. He snatched this, he snatched that, he snatched this, he snatched that. Had hope for that, that didn't happen. Had hope for this, that didn't happen. But all of a sudden, but I stuck with him. See, that's the thing. I didn't give up. I believed what I prayed for. I was going to see it. And God was training me on how to be totally dependent on him. So I can tell you now, I'm not the same Terrence that I was 24 months ago. I'm not the same Terrence I was 12 months ago. I ain't the same Terrence I was 24 hours ago. Because he's giving me new revelation. He's constantly downloading. I'm constantly experiencing him. And this is how we have to be. We either gonna believe God or what, baby?
Or not.
That's it.
Amen.
We're going to believe him or not. I dare you to try him like you've never tried him before, Ashley. I dare you. I dare you to include him on everything. Even when you're trying to look for a lost remote, he'll guide you to it less than 10 seconds. Oh, there it is.
Yep. How many times have I done that?
Absolutely.
Where's that remote? You took it. I know you got it. I said, Lord, help me find that remote, and I'll just do movement. I'm not even, it's not even like he's saying go 10 pages to the left. I'll just start moving, and then bam, there it is. Every time,
right?
something that small, but God would use that to build our faith. Because I remember hearing a pastor one time say, you trying to believe for $1 million, you know, ministry, but you can't even believe for your car keys.
Right.
I said, you know what?
Right.
It's so true, because those little things, a small spark can cause a big flame.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we got to include them in everything.
Got to include them, man.
I had to learn that even when I was, you know, working my job.
Include them.
Even today, I had a situation where I needed somebody to make a payment. And this is a client that don't make payments when I ask. They drag their feet. I get to it. And I was like, I need them to make this payment today.
Mm-hmm.
So I prayed about it. I sent off the email, told them I need the payment, and prayed about it. Do you know within 5 minutes they made the payment? Unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Unheard of. But I believe what I pray.
Mm-hmm.
And when God gave me that revelation, you know, over a year ago, that, hey, include me. I'm your coworker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he told me that. I'm your coworker.
Right. Ask me. Rely
like
on
you,
me.
You sitting here frustrated, stressed out, and I'm your whole coworker.
Right. I'm the best one on the job.
Right. You know, you go to other coworkers that are more knowledgeable and stuff, and you be needing help. You're like, I can help you.
Uh-huh.
This, whatever they know, I know.
Right.
There ain't nothing that no human knows that I don't know.
Come on.
And so I had to learn how to include him in that. Because I was like leaving him out of that. Like, that's work stuff, Lord. You know, that's not spiritual.
Right.
He's like, you're a spiritual being having a human experience. How is it not?
Right.
Do you either need help or you don't need help. So.
Ooh,
just including him and having the faith to believe, I mean, it will change your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, the anointing is here.
It is.
The anointing is here, mm-hmm. and we know that the anointing destroys yokes. So what the atmosphere is set. The atmosphere is set. So whatever it is tonight, those that are listening, just put it out in the atmosphere. Whatever it is, put it out in the atmosphere. Call it out. I don't have to hear it. Huh? Yeah, you know we don't have to hear, but just put it out in the atmosphere, because the atmosphere is set for that. So whatever it is that you're needing from God, and whatever it is that you're wanting to see done in your life, put it out there tonight. Put it out there tonight. It is set. It is here for the taking. It is here for the taking. The Spirit of God is real. God is alive and well. And he's here with us right now. Right now. He just want a few more believers. He tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but my laborers are few. No, nobody wants to labor. It's some work when we put our faith on the line. I know it is. It's some work to trust your faith legs when you've been sitting in the wheelchair, you know, and you've been rolling along and you've been handicapped with a false sense of living. But to really walk, you know, you've been sitting in the wheelchair, people have been telling you you've been walking the whole time. But when you come into the knowledge of Christ and you experience him, he reveals things. He reveals to you that you've been lied to. You've been told that you've been walking, but you've been rolling. So he tells you to stand up and test your faith legs. Yes, you ain't done it. Yeah, that's scary. That's scary. But we come against any fears tonight, any doubts. We come against the harassing, nagging spirit right now in the name of Jesus. The one that just comes and tries to talk you out of what God is calling you into. That ain't from God, you know. That stuff ain't real. Don't worry about that. You done been there before. You done heard this message before. You know, you done did that. But it doesn't matter, because that's how faith comes. Faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. We have to hear the word of God. Then and we put our faith on the line, and once we hear the word of God, to believe in that word in which we heard. And then when we put our faith on the line to believe that word, then we begin to see that word manifest in our lives. Our salvation is on the line because of faith. And I just thank God for this moment. I just thank you, Lord, for coming and spending time with us and destroying these yokes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for the increase in knowledge. Father God, we thank you for the increase in our relationship with you, Lord. We thank you for preparing us for the positions that you are placing us in. Not allowing us to get comfortable, but being content, but expecting you to do something any day. So, Lord, we thank you for the increased expectation of the manifestation of your word in our lives, Father God. We thank you right now. Everybody in the sound of my voice, Father God, I speak a financial release into their lives, Father God, a financial release, a supernatural financial release right now in the name of Jesus, where lump sums of money will come so that they can begin to create the environments that you want them to be in so that they can hear from you more clearly. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for providing the finances to be the tools that we need to use to do the work that needs to be done here in this earth. We thank you for us being good stewards over all that you've given us, even with the favor of man. Thank you for the favor of, with people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, favor with people. People in authority. In Jesus' name, we thank you right now for your will being done in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Ooh,
amen.
Oh man, that's rich. That's powerful. That's powerful tonight. That is powerful. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Man, I can't. I'm trying. I'm really trying to move on, but the Lord won't let me. He won't let me. He will not let me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody tonight. This is for everybody tonight. This is for everybody tonight. Yes. I see it like a tree. You know, like how the pine trees, you know, how they shape Christmas trees. I see like the oil being poured on a tree and it's flowing. It's every branch, all every area, every branch of their tree, the oil is just flowing, and the light is reflecting off of it, so it's like sparkling at the same time. It's the most beautiful thing, and that's how I see us, you know, right now. The oil, the anointing is being poured right now, and we're definitely shining. Wow. Where the light is, darkness can't apprehend it. Oh, darkness can't rule where light is. So, Lord, we thank you for being the light and calling us out to be the light to represent you in this world. Hallelujah. Wow. That's rich. That's rich. Man, you got anything else you want to share, Ashley? Man. Woo. Take your time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God is good. God is good. Yes. But thank you for calling.
Thank you.
This was needed. I needed this.
I needed this too. So.
Man, I'm in here like drenched right now. You would have thought I just come up out of a whole workout session. I'm in here like, man, this is, wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for spending time with us tonight, Lord. Thank you. And answering our prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Like, I know we got it tonight. I know we got it. Wow. I heard him clearly. I know we got it tonight. We just went somewhere tonight in the spirit. We went somewhere tonight, and we opened some things up. Some things we opened up tonight. Wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. Wow. Wow, man. Well, I'm gonna get on off here, Ashley. I don't know if I got anything else in me to even I'm drenched, and my oldest daughter, she just left to go to Tampa, Florida today. It's because she's in the Navy, and I dropped her off at the airport earlier, and so she just arrived. I'm thinking in Tampa. and she called her mother. So Tanisha stepped out, you know, to check on her and see her thing. And so I'm grateful for that. I need y'all prayers, you know, over her. She takes on, you know, new endeavors and opportunities in a different place for the first time, you know, being away from family, you know. And just pray that she begins to build that relationship that she needs with God. Yes, and know where her real protection comes from. She's been taught. Now she got to go through that process. And that's what we need for all of our children. All of our children, you know, pray for all our children. They need it, and the people guiding them, the people teaching them, and really need to understand the power of influence. And man, I am really hot. Oh my God, man. Wow, you got gonna put it out there. Anything else before we get off?
No, I mean, just keep him in prayer, because he's
right. It's a process, mm-hmm. But trust God, and when you release him to God, and you support, release and support, you
mm-hmm.
know, like you gotta, God gonna get you to that place to where you just gonna know I done turned it over, and God gotta give you that peace that you need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the peace you need in the process. You know, because there will be events, you know, that are going to happen that may not be, you know, that enjoyable, but they are events that need to happen to get to that place, the thing that you've been praying for.
Right.
You know, and so that's why God would give you peace in the midst of the storm. The storm is there, but I got peace. I ain't worried about the storm. I'm okay. We all right. Come on, storm, because you can't last forever.
Right.
At some point, clouds got to break. Come on, you know what I mean? at some point, they're gonna break. Too. If it was 20 years it rained, you know, at some point, the 21st year, the clouds broke. It stopped. So it didn't last forever. And that's how we got to be. That's the approach we got to take, you know, in our walk of faith. In our walk of faith, we got to walk with that authority and that assurance. That authority and that assurance. And it's not easy. It's not easy, but it's so necessary. You know. We just looking to do the necessary things, the things that need to be done, and that's what we focus on. Yes. But thank you, Ashley, for calling in. We know we love you, praying for you guys, and we know that it is all right.
Amen.
We've turned that thing over. We've petitioned the throne tonight, and the judge has already made a ruling. The judge has made a ruling, so we just got to carry it out. Carry it
Amen.
Out. Amen. So thank you for calling.
All right.
I'm
thank
glad
you.
All right.
All right.
So. Wow. This has been an amazing night. Time has flown by, it seems. Times of phone by, but this has been a very impactful hour and a half. I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to be here tonight, to have experienced, man, because I know y'all felt the Spirit of God. I know you did. I know you did. That man, I know you did. My Lord. My Lord. Man. Woo. Jesus. Hallelujah. 754-240. Be patient. Be patient and know that God is. Be patient and know that God is. 480-799. A relentless approach. Be relentless in your approach to get answers. Don't just take no for an answer. Don't take no for an answer. You find your yes. You find your yes. But you stay relentless because you know the truth because you're seeking it and you're gonna know the truth when you find it. 405-250. The power of manipulation, the power of manipulation. God is manipulation ain't always a bad thing, you know. Manipulation is a real word, but you can use it wrong. And you can use manipulation to take advantage of people. You know, but it's a skill. It's a skill, you know, to have, you know, like when I did hair, I had to manipulate the hair, you know, to get it to look the way it needs to look, you know, so that ain't always a bad thing, but God is going to teach you, you know, to be real sensitive to manipulate. They call things out, what needs to be called out. 405-250. take your time, and watch. Take your time and watch. Be patient, but keep your eyes open. There's some things that God wants you to see, you know, because a lot of times we be moving blindly in life, and we just going, being busy, but we ain't gaining nothing. Being busy and we're not gaining nothing. I think over in with the second Thessalonians. Hold on, let me pull up. I think it's 2 Thessalonians 3:11, I believe. Yes, they said, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are just busybodies. You know, and it's easy to get involved with people like that. You know, it looks like they doing some things, but they ain't really doing nothing. They ain't doing nothing at all, but taking advantage of other people. So be weary of that. In Jesus' name, 769-2220. The wait is over. The wait is over. The wait is part of the process. But the wait was necessary because all right like you can be waiting for something and still have weight on you, you know. So you have to release the weight of the wait, you know. Don't take on the pressure of the waiting for something. Wait without having weight on you. Wait burdenless, you know. Wait free. Wait in peace. Hallelujah. Wait in peace. In Jesus' name, amen. And that's it. We thank you all for calling in. I'm going to clear it up for Randy. We'll get y'all some snacks, some water, because I know I'm parched right now. I got to hydrate and get back on to hear what Randy has to say tonight. And what how God is going to use them. And remember, normally on Wednesday nights, he prays over everybody. He prays over everybody. And I know we're all standing in the need of prayer. And thank you all for joining PGN. Continue to support. We love you all. God bless y'all. Good night.